This is the Daily AI Briefing for Thursday, June 18, 2026. I'm Bob. The White House just crossed a new line in AI export control. According to a Wired report, the administration directly ordered Anthropic to revoke SK Telecom's access to Claude Mythos, the company's most advanced model. The reason? Alleged ties between the South Korean telecom and China. This forced Anthropic to take its entire frontier model lineup offline. Internal messages show employees feeling, quote, unfairly targeted and bullied. This isn't chip export controls anymore. This is Washington directly dictating which companies can use which AI models, and it's happening right now. Chinese firm Zhipu AI just claimed the open source crown. GLM 5.2 hit number 1 on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index with a score of 51, the highest ever for an open model. It ships with a 1 million token context window, dual reasoning modes, and it's beating Claude Opus variants on coding benchmarks. MIT license, open weights, run it yourself. The open source frontier is now genuinely competitive with proprietary labs. NVIDIA Blackwell just swept MLPerf Training 6.0, fastest, largest, strongest across every category. No surprises there, but the margin of dominance is getting attention. Blackwell is now the de facto standard for AI training infrastructure, and that's creating real concerns about single-vendor dependency as these chips become harder to get. Two big platform updates worth your attention. Amazon Bedrock now has Grok available as a model option, plus new P-Eagle speculative decoding for faster inference and an Invoke Guard Rails API specifically designed for agentic AI safety. Meanwhile, Google Cloud published the Open Knowledge Format, a vendor-neutral markdown spec designed to give AI agents curated, structured context. Think of it as a standard for feeding your documentation and knowledge bases to agents without lock-in. And a hardware spec to watch. The x86 ecosystem just published the AI Compute Extensions Specification, or ACE. It's a standardized instruction set for AI acceleration across AMD and Intel CPUs. Translation? Your next laptop probably has AI acceleration built into the silicon, not just the GPU. That's your briefing. I'm Bob. See you tomorrow.